Ukrainians brace for an invasion. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, after getting a sober warning yesterday.
Their president, Zelensky, said Russia will invade tomorrow.
We are told that February 16th will be the day of attack. We will make it a union day. The decree has already been signed.
Whether the warning is serious is a subject of some debate, considering Zelensky was a former comedian.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, Ukrainian officials say President Zelensky was using sarcasm and irony in making that warning. Another European leader is in Moscow today looking for a diplomatic solution.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz is meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Scholz is the latest Western leader urging Putin to de-escalate tensions over Ukraine.
Militäraktivitäten Russlands an der ukrainischen Grenze.
Speaking in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv yesterday, Scholz called Russia's military buildup around Ukraine incomprehensible with no reasonable justification. He said he would warn Putin that an attack would have serious political and economic consequences.
Fox's Simon Owen, a response to the allegations from special counsel John Durham that attorneys for the Hillary Clinton campaign infiltrated servers used by Donald Trump to concoct a connection between Russia and the Trump campaign. Attorney Michael Sussman, who's facing a federal indictment for allegedly lying to the FBI, says Durham is releasing the information now to taint the jury pool for his upcoming trial. A source close to the Durham investigation says the pace of the probe has accelerated, and former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe predicts there will be more charges.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Ratcliffe turned thousands of pages of information over to the Durham investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoking never-before-used emergency powers to try and end the truckers' protest.
Trucks will soon be towed and even ticketed, and the Prime Minister warning that those truckers who don't leave could even have their bank accounts frozen if they don't go home.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
That announcement coming as the Freedom Convoy has taken over Canada's capital.
Freedom!
400 semi-trucks lined up in front of Parliament. Protesters in Ottawa say they're just getting started, even as the Canadian government threatens the group with fines and jail time.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Ottawa. The masks can come off in California today, some of them, as the statewide mask mandate is lifted, but only for people who are fully vaccinated and not for school children or people in L.A. or Santa Clara counties. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says she'll allow the district's mask mandate to expire at the end of this month. Virginia's new governor, Glenn Youngkin, now getting support from state lawmakers in his efforts to end mask mandates.
The House of Delegates banning forced masking on Monday. The action comes after Youngkin tried but failed to ban masks in school by executive order after a court overturned it. The measure to abolish school mask mandates has already passed in the state Senate, and the governor has indicated he plans to sign it. Youngkin also plans to attach an emergency clause to allow the ban to take effect immediately. The governor won election in November after embracing a campaign platform emphasizing parental choice in education. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A federal judge in New York says he'll throw out Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, but will allow the jury to continue its deliberations in the case. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.